25-second play clock that will help the offenses avoid the delay of game penalties. What else do we have? Parking will get better, folks, and especially now we've got a lot of the construction trucks out of the way, and but the it's new gravel. It's been wet, muddy so far this fall, and parking will get better. If you've been here, come to the Sailing Athletic Complex. Enjoy Epperly Field. Enjoy it with your friends. It provides us the opportunity to sit together and cheer on the Falcons. Not a bad seat here. We're I think closer to the action. The eight-player field can be stretched back out to 11-player if the enrollment goes up. Right now, we're comfortably under the limit to be able to play eight-player ball, which has been a tremendous help for a Falcons squad that's been outnumbered in the years prior to that. But we knew they had athletic talent and has been able to show over the last 2 years with successive playoff appearances, including a couple of playoff road wins last season. So it does. I would doubt that Moravia will when they kick off tonight, and I'd love to see that happen only once if the Falcons could throw another shutout at them. But no team has yet kicked off to Clayton Keeper this year, despite him being back for the Falcons. So. They're kicking short. They're kicking toward the sidelines, trying to avoid a touchdown run back by Clayton Keeper. And Stan Roop getting a round of applause from the crowd. So Clayton has had last week a 59-yard punt return, a 51-yard fumble return. Also threw in an interception last week to go with his 16 carries, 145 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. So a total of 30 points for Clayton last week. Add that to the 24 he had in week one victory right here against Ankeny Christian. And he's got 54 points in 2 games. Falcon captains out at center field for the ceremonial coin toss. The actual one has already taken place. And we are about to see who will be doing what. Again, this field now runs north and south. North is to our left, south to our right. So we'll see which direction the Falcons will head in the first quarter. Falcons will move from your left to right. And again, if it's not left or right, turn around. Moravia has won the toss, deferred to the second half. Falcons will take the ball and defend the north goal. So Wayne will be moving from left to right. They will get the ball first, and we are eager to see if they can jump out like they did last year on Moravia to a quick lead that quickly became a continuous clock situation. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff is going to occur in just a little bit. Both teams huddling on the sidelines, and we're going to get the old stat sheet fired up. We're going to put Wayne on the left. We're going to put Moravia on the right. And across the front, we have closest to me moving out across the field, Keaton Mickle, Kyle Andrews, Blade Baker, and Nick Matley. We'll line up around midfield at 40. The kick will come from the Moravia 30. This is an 80-yard field, once again, in eight-player ball. The mid-returners are Trevor Wilson and Ridge Downard. They're standing just inside the Falcon 20. And near the 5 are Clayton and Carson Keeper. So there are your Falcon kick return team as we get set for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff to begin this game. And we are still scoreless, Dale. 0-0. Doing the kicking for Moravia will be number 11. And they've already misplaced my roster. The kick is low. It's toward Carson. It bounces. He picks it up at the 10, heading straight up the gut. Now has a seam to the right. Open field at the 30. He's to the 40. He's grabbed there and will be brought down inside the Moravia 35. Carson Keeper on the run. Skyler Smith, the kicker, but flag down on the play will be against the Falcons, and the flag is laying at the Falcon 31. Carson grabbed it at the 10, and the holding will be marked off from, I believe, the 31. He marked it off 5, so maybe that wasn't a hold. So from the 26, and more with trips tight to the left, and Clayton, the only back behind, pitches to Clayton. He tries to the left side. He'll be dropped in the backfield. The ball's on the turf. Moravia is diving for it, but I think maybe the Falcons have recovered. Have not seen yet. Well, they're switching balls. I think Moravia is going to get credit for this. It's at the Falcon 19. So, big turnaround early in the game, and the advantage goes to Moravia. Right now, we are at 0-0, 11:46 to go in the first quarter. Cochran with back in motion and fakes the handoff, tries rolling to his right, and is brought down by Carson Keeper after a gain of about 2. Gets it down to the Falcon 17, where it'll be second down, Moravia. Clayton was hit in the backfield, and wet ball, wet turf. Not a good combination. Ball slipped out. Moravia hops on it, and it's second and 8. And handoff is to number 9, running to the right side. Carson stands him up and gets some help from Tate Van Dyne, taking him down on the far sideline. Sam Klaus, the carrier. And it's now in the 18, so loss of a yard. Third and about 9 for Moravia. The Falcon 18. Low snap. Cochran picks it up. Had to chase it, and now he's under some heavy pressure. Rolls left. Throws a wobbler up toward the end zone. Well out of bounds. Incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. Falcon defenders heading into the backfield there, trying to get sack. But force a hurried and errant throw by Briar Cochran, and now it's fourth down Moravia at the Falcon 18. Jacob Martin split out left, and from the empty backfield gun, the throw is to the right, and it's well short of a first down, complete. Brought down by Shea Holman. But it'll be a turnover on downs. Falcons will get the ball back at their own 13. So a Great Western Bank, great play there, 10:23 in the first quarter. We are scoreless, and the Falcons have the ball back at their own 13. Empty backfield, Moore, low snap, fields it cleanly, throws it across the middle, in and out of the hands of Keaton Nickel, incomplete. Second down now for Wayne, ball on their own 13, 0-0 here in the first quarter. T. 10:18 to go here in quarter number one. Wayne fumbled on their first possession. Moravia turnover on downs. Couldn't do anything in four plays. And Moore option to the left and pitches it back to Clayton, and nothing much there. They are keying hard on Clayton Keeper. And I believe he lost a good yard there, maybe two. We'll call it the 12. Getting a little help here in the booth, but I'm not going to go with him necessarily. He says minus two. I'm going to say minus one. Shotgun now. And Moore with plenty of time. Now rolling to his left, throwing late over the middle. It looks complete to Keaton Nickel. And heading upfield, he has first down yardage and will go down near the 30. And that will be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Brought to you by John Fry, your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. 18 on the pickup, and move the chains and crank up the offense now. Two carries for Keaton, or for Clayton Kiefer, both of them from negative yardage. Haven't seen that in a long time. Again, no running backs. Moore, clean snap. Shovel pass. Downer coming over to the left side. Has some running room across midfield. Fumbles toward the sideline. And the officials, what is the ruling? They're marking it where it went out of bounds, but I haven't seen yet. I don't see a flag down. There is a flag. Wayne's marching all the way back behind the original line of scrimmage, so it must be against the Falcons. Shovel pass to Downard was complete. They'll mark it off there, so count the pass, I guess. And it'll be from the Falcon 33. It ends up being a gain of three despite the penalty. Not sure how many yards to give him. They marked off five. And they marked five when they went to mark 10, but the PA announcer helped them out. Thanks, PA announcer. Now it's second, first and 12. And a handoff to Shea Hillman on the end around, and tries to get a block by Downard, who will come down on the near sideline. Tackled by Gunnar Miller, number 35. And no gain there. So second down for Wayne. Now under center, Moore. Quick pass to the left. Complete to the to Jesse Wick, number nine, sprinting out toward the far sideline, out of taken out of bounds with a big gain, but not enough for a first down. It'll be at the 38, gain of 10, needed 12, and it'll be third down for the Falcons at their own 38 with a 0-0 score in the first quarter, 8:05 left. Wick now split out wide right. Carson and Clayton right behind Moore under center. Hands it off to Clayton, flags in the play. I think that'll be against Wayne. Back him up five more. Shooting themselves in the foot with penalties like they did last week. As a four-yard penalty on that one. We'll take it. It was at the 38. Now it's at the 34. But we'll call it the 33 so that we can maybe get an extra yard on this play. Once again, backs in the eye. Pitches it back to Clayton, coming to the right side, cuts it back. Now back out to the outside, runs over a player down across the 40 to the 35. That should be enough. for a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. 7 and 4, give him 11, out to the 36. And Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Moore looking things over. Carson split out to the right, in motion now across the middle. And pitches to Clayton, heading the left way. Cuts it back up, 4 or 5 yard gain down to about the 30. Spot it right at the 30, give Clayton 4 on that carry. Oh, I'm sorry, I had him down for 4. That was a 6 yard gain. 2nd and 4 for the Falcons. Shea Homan out to the right. Wilson split in, throwing it Wilson's way. Looks like he might have caught that. Nice play catch behind him. Trevor Wilson inside the Mohawk 20, down to about the 15. 15 on the gain. That's a Farm Bureau first down inside the Rod Dotto red zone. Nice catch by Wilson on the Moore toss. And Wilson stays in at running back, gets the pitch, coming the right way. He's cutting it back to the middle and inside the 5. He's going to have a first down. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at the 2. 13 for Trevor. Nice run. And inside the Rod Dotto red zone, the Falcons have it. First down and goal. Hand off to Carson Kiefer into the end zone untouched. Going, gone. Touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. Touchdown coming at 6:12 to go in quarter number 1. Wayne has a 6-0 lead for the moment. With your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming. Moore throwing it to the left. Knocked away. Incomplete. PAT attempt fails. Wayne leads 6-0 over Moravia. That is 6 for Wayne, 0 for Moravia. 6:12 to go in quarter number 1. We will have your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up in just a moment. Un momento. If you're in need of construction service or supplies, from small hand tools to lumber, Ballard and Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, 873-4124. Tom, thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Thanks also to Middlebrook Amico. Middlebrooks have proudly been serving the Cordon area for 5 generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Cordon Square or give them a call at 872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Ridge Downard has a tee. Keaton Nickel, Carson Kiefer, Wilson, Matley on the near side. And can't get all of the other 3 on the other side, but the kick will bounce inside the 15, field at the 11. And brought down hard hit by Carson Kiefer inside the 20. Speaks awfully and carry a big Carson Kiefer. Mohawks will start inside their own 20 at the 18. Let's see. We got Kyle Andrews on the right defensive end. Rich Downer playing nose. Tate Van Dyne, the other defensive end. Then you've got the outstanding linebacker crew of Clayton and Carson Kiefer and Blade Baker and Keaton Nickel in the backfield. And Cochran doesn't know where to go. Gets run all over the field and tackled inside the 20. That one will go to Rich Downer. Kyle Andrews in on it as well, and that's at the 17, loss of a yard. Second down for Moravia, trailing Lane 6-0. 5.5 to go in the first quarter on what is actually a beautiful night here at Epperly Field, the Sailing Athletic Complex. Moravia trying to draw a ridge off sides. He did jump. They did blow a whistle. And they will mark off another 5 against the Falcons. Best offense so far for the night. 5 yards is the longest they've had on any play. And this one comes on a penalty and flag comes down on this one as well. And I want to take that back the other direction. So we should be back at the 17. Second down, Moravia. From their own 17. Avery Waybill going out wide to the right, covered by Shea Hillman. Cochran rolling to the right option. Downard grabs him, takes him down. Allard and Lumber company, big hit. Laying down the Lumber, Ridge Downard. Oh, he got to the 19, so gain of 2. Moravia will have third down from their own 19, trailing Lane 6-0 in the first quarter. 4:58 to go now in quarter number 1. Jonathan Johnson starts out wide left, comes back, and now they are in a tighter formation, lobbing it up high, complete to Waybill on the far sideline over the head of Shea Holman, and goes out of bounds in Falcon territory. Just lobbed it up there and let him run under it, and it's complete to the Falcon 38. So 23 on the pickup. Holman now covers Waybill on this near side of the field, and the pitch is back to number 9 coming left and getting around the corner out of bounds by Blade Baker. Sam Klaus on the run. Gets inside the Falcon 30, just barely. Give him 9 to the Falcon 29, second down. Lane leads 6-0, 4.5 to go in quarter number 1. Moravia moving from right to left. Falcons in their home black jerseys with their silver pants, black stripes down the side. Pitch back again. Klaus coming, has first down yardage, shoved out of bounds by Keaton Nickel. But he's inside the 30 to the 27, and that'll be a first down. Move the chains from Ravia. They've found some offense all of a sudden, and trying to get an equalizing score and maybe take the lead with VAT. But right now, Wayne's up 6-0. Nickel, Baker, Kiefer guarding wideouts. Flag goes down. False start against the offense. Back them up 5. So it'll come from the just inside the Falcon 32 or outside the 31, depends on how you might want to call that. and Cochran from the gun. Receiver's heading straight downfield, throwing it deep for Waybill, over his head, incomplete. Cochran knows he missed him that time. And it'll be second and 10, or second and 15, excuse me. Get the hot chocolate out at Sailing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field. Chilly kickoff temp for mid-September. Not much of a breeze, but what is there is into the face of this Moravia team coming out of the north end zone. Play clock down inside 10 from the pistol now. And dropping straight back further, chased by Kyle Andrews. It's a little screen pass to the right, and Downard is there to take him down inside the 30. Gunnar Miller on the reception. And he'll be tackled at the Falcon 29. Gain of 3. Be third down. Third and 12 for Moravia at the Falcon 29. Waybill to the near side. Klaus behind. Fakes it, hands it off to Waybill on the reverse, and he's got 4, 5, 6, 8 yards now. He's down around the 20. Reverse gets him some good yards, but short of the first down. Got about 3 yet to go. Great Western Bank, great play coming up for the Falcons. 4th and 3. Just outside their Rod's Auto red zone. And we're going to have a Middlebrook Amico timeout being called, I believe, by Coach Elliott in the defense. True price discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with the People's Company. Check out ChambersAuction.com or PeoplesCompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell a farm or other real estate. And you can join Chambers Auction and Appraisal this Sunday the 14th at the Wayne County Fairgrounds for an auction beginning at noon. They'll be selling items from Eula Henderson along with Gene Edmondson. Go to the website, ChambersAuction.com, to view these great items. Okay, big play coming up for the Falcons. Fourth down for Moravia at the just outside the Falcon 20. Need to get down to about the 17 for a first down. Wildcat formation, trying to draw Wayne offside, and the handoff goes to the far side, number 9, running it. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds somewhere near where that yardage marker was. Sam Klaus, the runner, and not enough. A second turnover on downs for the Falcons. Carson Keeper was over there. That one comes at 3:02. It's at the Falcon 18, so he got 2 of the 3 he needed. All right, Clayton, the handoff is to the first back to Carson to the right side, misses, makes the first guy miss, makes the second guy miss, spins around, tackled by Waybill at 30 at the Falcon 35. Carson Keeper kept it chugging. So, from the 18 to the 35, give him 17, and that's a Farm Bureau first down brought to you by John Fry, Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Carson Keeper with the big run. The Falcons are moving the ball, and off to Clayton, coming to the right. Makes the first 2 miss, and chugging along the right side, pushed out of bounds in front of the Falcon bench, across the midfield, across inside the 30 to about the 27. That'll be another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Gain of 17. Back-to-back 17-yard gains by Kiefer Brothers. And the Falcons are inside, just inside the 33 of the Mohawks, leading 6-0. 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Play clock under 5. Moore gets a snap, looking for somebody. Throws it over the middle late. Complete. Keaton Nickel with the catch inside the 20. And he'll be at the 18. Gain of 9, yard left to go for the first down. Moore now steps in under Tate Van Dyne, throws it quickly over to this side. Ridge Downard with the completion. First down yardage for the Falcons. Gets down near the 10. Moore with some quick passes and having a good night so far is Trent Moore, the Falcon quarterback. So from the 11, the Farm Bureau first down inside the Rods Auto red zone for the Falcons. Moore under center, minute and a half to go in the quarter. Pitches it back to Clayton, running left, stringing it out to the far sideline, nowhere to go. Spins around, comes back, loses his balance, and gets at the 10. Wow. That was a lot of running for no gain. 120 and counting. They are geared up to try to stop Clayton Kiefer. So once again, from the 11. Moore pitches it. Clayton now coming right. Stumbles a little bit. Lowers his head. Gets inside the 5. Waybill on the tackle. Keeper has it. The entire ball is just inside the 4. So it would be third down now for Wayne. In the eye, it'll be Clayton again, right side, runs into a defender, he's going, he's gone. Clayton Kiefer, 4-yard touchdown run. And that'll help the Falcons extend a lead with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. And your U.S. Cellular Copy Plus PAT attempt. About to happen. Falcons lining up. Wick wide left. Nickel wide right. Carson behind Moore, who will lob it into the end zone to Ridge Downard. Complete. PAT attempt. Moore to Downard is good. And your Falcons have now taken a 14-0 lead over the Moravia Mohawks. With 15 seconds left in the first quarter here at Epperly Field at the beautiful new Sailing Athletic Complex in Corydon. So 14-0 favor the Falcons. With U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more, save more with the connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Shared Connect plan required, new 2-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in, see Trinity and Shelby at Copy Plus. U.S. Cellular, located on the square in Corydon. 4-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer and a 2-point conversion pass from Moore to Ridge Downer to have the Falcons up 14-0 as we near the end of the first quarter. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff brought to you by attorneys Roberta Chambers and Dustria Ralph. They're proud charter sponsors of Wayne Falcon football now in our fifth season. End-over-end kick by Downard will be fielded at the 10. And heading to the right side, now up the middle, is number 25, Jonathan Johnson, on the kickoff return. Pretty good return, and it'll be spotted at the Mohawk 35. Seconds left in the first quarter, a first quarter that has Wayne ahead 14-0, Falcons. Johnson comes left, and the end goes in motion, fumbles it, diving now after it. And I believe that's Sam Klaus on the end around. Going to lose quite a bit of yardage on that one. And that faint little tweak of a horn that you just heard is the Falcon horn here at Epperly Field. Not good, guys. We need work on the horn. Loss on the play. I can't tell where they're spotting it because they're moving to the other side of the field. But the first quarter comes to an end with the Falcons ahead 14-0. 14-0 in the first quarter. Falcons taking it right to the Mohawks. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. 872-2725. Backed up to the 26, so a loss of 9 on the play. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counter-flow drying. Stay tuned for our Hy-Vee halftime show with a special guest tonight. And we'll name our Shivers Manufacturing Player of the first half at that time. Got a few contenders going right now. Some of the usual names and a couple of new ones here. Trevor Wilson having a fine game. Good push up the middle by Downard. Wobbly throw, well underthrown. Oh, they're going to call pass interference on the Falcons. Ball was underthrown by about 6 weeks and ends up being a big game for the Mohawks. Flag came down, the flag came down at the 26, Falcon 26. The ball came down at about the 31. Officials are conferring. Line of scrimmage was the 26, the Falcon, or the Mohawk 26. Wayne leading 14-0 just into the second quarter. There at beautiful Epperly Field. The field holding the striping, the paint, much better this week than a couple of weeks ago. We can see the yardage markers infinitely better. And so there is also a flag down at the Mohawk 20. 5, he's marked off 10, he's marked off 15, fumble by the official, picks it up, and from the Falcon 39, that'll be a first down from Moravia. That one's going to hurt. We got an update. Melcher Dallas 30, Twin Cedars 6 in the second quarter. in motion now. Cochran with the snap, throwing it over to the left side, complete. Very short gain. Kyle Andrews in on that one. Clayton Kiefer in on that one. Gunnar Miller with the completion, or with the reception. And it'll get down to the 37. Give him two. Second down, Moravia from the Wayne 37. Wayne leading 14-0. Wayville comes wide right, guarded by Shea Hillman. Back in motion, and penalty comes down. Play clock allowed to expire, and that will back them up to their own 38. And back in motion again. Now looking long to Waybill, with guarded by Holman, incomplete over the head of Waybill. So the incomplete pass will bring up third down. So Moravia from their own 38, 39-yard line, 10:57 to go, quarter number two now, Wayne leading 14-0. From the gun, Cochran throwing it over the middle toward Waybill. It's complete inside the 20, 15, 10. Holman dives, but he's into the end zone, touchdown. Touchdown, Moravia. Haven't seen that in a couple years. Yard touchdown strike. 10:48 to go. Quarter number two. Here comes your CompuPlus US Cellular PAT attempt. Student body left. Cochran rolling right. Trying to bootleg it in. He's guarded. He's diving. No signal yet from the officials. Go toward the end zone with the ball up in the air, head first. Mohawk limping back is Jacob Martin. Still no signal. PAT attempt fails. So Wayne leads 14-6. With 10:48 to go in the second quarter. And the Falcons will get the ball. I understand Melcher Dallas leading Twin Cedars 30-6 in the second quarter. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Okay, kicking off, Skyler Smith, number 11. Ball is at the Moravia 30. They are now heading from north to south or left to right on your computer screen. 10:48, and it's a little bouncer up the middle, and the Falcons let it roll and roll and roll, and finally diving on it, I think, is Nick Matley, just outside the Falcon 20, Wayne's ball, but a big scare there. That ball bounced 7 or 8 times. The Falcon down on the turf is Matley. holding his, looks like left shoulder. Ball's on the 22. Some passing generated thus far by the Falcons, but not much on the ground. Clayton out to the right, and Moore dropping back, looking right, throwing. Oh, Clayton Kiefer was behind everybody. Couldn't hang on to it near the 40. Wow. That wasn't a bad pass. That was a catchable ball. And had Clayton got it, he had a 5-yard lead on everybody, and I don't think there's anybody on the field going to catch him giving up a 5-yard head start. Once he gets the ball, he can kick it into another gear. Trevor Wilson split out here to the left. Hand off up the middle is to Clayton, bouncing it out to the left side. Going to get 5, 6, a little more. So from the 22 to the nearly the 27, 28, give him 5. Now again going out wide right. Moore dropping back, rolling to the right, throwing over to Downard. I believe that was a catch. The ball kind of bobbled, but I think he grabbed it again on the way down. He's out just over the 30. So Wayne has it now at the 31. It's going to be 4th and 1. That'll be a Middlebrook Amoco timeout for the Falcons. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corden, 872-2338. Looking for new tires? Rod can get to the tires you want, mount them and balance them for you. Or if you just need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto, 610 West Maple Street in Corden. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod at 641-872-2338. And remember, at the Naughty Rock Motel, we take pride in keeping our rooms clean and comfortable, giving you the best service. We have free Wi-Fi, flat-screen TVs, and refrigerators in each room. Our rooms start out at $48 a night and up. Give us a call, 872-2533. That's 641-872-2533. Or go to our website, www.naughtyrockmotel.com, and book your room. Fourth down. Big play, Falcons on their own end of the field. Tight formation. Downard split out to the left. Hand off. Carson Kiefer, first back through. Driving across the 35. First down, Falcons. Gets out to the 36. 5-4 Carson. And that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. From their own 36. Moore under center. Takes the snap. Pitches it back. Clayton on the left side. Cutting it back to the middle. Has a blocker in front of him is Van Dyne. Pushing inside the 30 to the 25. Beautiful to see Tate Van Dyne out in front of him pushing the pile. And down to the 22 is Clayton Kiefer. Gain of 2 miles, is that what you said? So 18 and 4, officially 22-yard pickup for Kiefer. And that's a Farm Bureau First Down brought to you by Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. Falcons are in business on the Mohawk side of the field, leading 14-6. 9:40 to go in the second quarter. 14-6, Falcons. Trips standing to the right. Pitches to Clayton, going to the right side. He's into the secondary. He's inside the 15 and pushed out of bounds, close to the 10. And that will be another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Spotted at the 12. So give him 10. Now Carson on misdirection, coming to the left side. He's going, going, gone. Carson Kiefer, touchdown Falcons, 12 yards. They are keying all over Clayton Kiefer, and Coach Elliott took advantage of that, running Carson the other way, using Clayton as a decoy. Twelve-yard touchdown run for Carson Kiefer at 9:26 gives the Falcons a 20-6 lead. Here comes your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. And Wilson and Holman to the left, or Wick and Holman to the left. Throwing it to the right is knocked down, incomplete. Downard looking for a call, doesn't get it. So Wayne leads 20-6 with 9:26 to go in the second quarter. 37 yards for Clayton Kiefer on the drive, looks like, ish. And Wayne is ahead 20-6. Melcher Dallas, I'm told now, is ahead 38-6. But right here, the score, the only score that matters to Falcon fans is 20-6 in favor of the Wayne Falcons. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Great Western Bank in Corydon says, that a home might be the single biggest investment you'll ever make. Trust the mortgage loan specialist at Great Western Bank. They help make life great for you and your family. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Downard's kick is short, fielded or bounced at the 18, fielded at the 15, coming this way. Number 25, breaking some tackles out to the 35. Jonathan Johnson. Yard pickup, and it'll be put into play at the Moravia 36 with Wayne leading 20-6. We will have a special halftime guest for you at our Hy-Vee halftime coming up in 9 o'clock minutes. Cochran option play, left side, pitches it out, running up the left side. Sam Klaus getting some good yards. To the Falcon 37. So 4-3, you give him 7, 2nd-and-3. From Wayne's 37, Wayne leads 20-6, 9-11. Left in the half. Option play to the right. Fakes the pitch, and Cochran cuts it out, but Carson Kiefer says, that's enough. You're going down. Gain down to the 33, so a 4-yard pickup. And they are going to measure this one. It's going to be close. It was second and three, and or second and four, and he got about four. So chain gang comes on. Middlebrook Emico sponsor this measurement. Cordon Hy-Vee reminds you that if you want your helpful smile in every aisle, check out their weekly specials. Fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Cordon. The result of the measurement is a first down. Moravia has it. 8:51 to go until Hy-Vee halftime. Cochran, end around. Wayville coming to the near side, cutting it up the middle, and that was a mistake. Clayton Kiefer grabs him by the ankles, and he goes down around the 30. 31. Spot it. Gain of 2. Falcon defense looking to toughen up here. Ball has been spotted. Play clock has started. They're nice to have. Plenty of time left on it. 18 and counting. Waybill out to the right and fakes the pitch, rolling under some pressure, and now throws over the middle, complete, but Baker right there on Jacob Martin. Blade got him down as soon as he caught the ball at the 18. Sorry, the 28. Gain of 3. Third and 5. Moravia, 7:42 to go. Lane leads 20-6. First half action here from Epperly Field. And option play to the right and pitches it back to Klaus and spun around, dancing on the sidelines. Clayton Kiefer throws him out. See where they spot it. That looks like the 24. So a gain of 4 and a yard short is Klaus. Fourth down once again from Ravia with 7:25 to go. They trail Lane 20-6. And I'll first back through, and he's going to have first down yardage and driving the pile. We don't see that often. Falcon linebackers getting pushed aside, and Moore having to come up and help on the tackle. Or is that Wilson? No, it was Wilson. First down from Ravia. First down. From the Falcon 17, gain of 7. Now, throwing it into the end zone, that ball was well overthrown. Cochran intending to get it to Waybill. Second down from the 17, Lane leading 20-6 here in the second quarter. Stop in and see Kent at the Allerton Lumber Company, 873-4124. They're at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. Tom, thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Option to the right, pitches it back. Klaus grabbed and brought down by Carson. Flags down late. Ravy seems happy about that. And the initial ruling appears to be against Wayne. And they are going to mark off something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yards. So it had to be, they were at the 17, and now the ball is at the 7, so they marked off more than half the distance. They went from the 17 to, I guess, the 8. So we'll call it from the 8. And the handoff running hard to the left side, number 35, stacked up on the Falcons sideline, penalty flag. Clayton and Blade Baker stack him up and drive him out of bounds. Gunnar Miller on the carry. Flags come down. Holding against Moravia. Didn't look like he gained much, maybe a yard, but Clayton grabbed him and Blade piled right on, drove him out of bounds. The conference going on in the center of the field. Middlebrook Amoco has proudly been serving the Cordon area for 5 generations. Stop by, see them on the southeast corner of the Cordon Square, or give them a call 872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. Middlebrook Amoco. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Little Indian coming back for the Falcons. Hard to tell where that one is at the 16 or 17 yard line. And Cochran now from the gun, throwing it to the end zone toward Waybell. Knocked away nicely the last minute by the Falcons. That's that Wilson Moore combo jersey there. I think it's Trevor, just from the build. Yeah, I see Trent on the sideline here. So Trevor Wilson knocks it away incomplete. Nice play. And all of a sudden we're at fourth down. That can't be. It's got to be, oh yeah, the run counted. So, it is fourth down. All in the runner in motion and throwing it to him and stacked hard. Trevor Wilson with the stick. Allerton Lumber Company, big hit. And 6:41 to go. Another turnover on downs for the Mohawk offense. The Falcons take the ball and have it at their own 15-ish, let's call it that. Moore from an empty backfield gun, looking, throwing it deep. Has Clayton Kipper, incomplete. Oh, all the way down to the Mohawk 30. Once again, keeper able to get behind the Mohawk defenders, but they just couldn't make that one work. Incomplete. Second down now from the Falcon 15. Wayne leading 20-6 with 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter from Epperly Field in Cordon. Handoff up the middle. Clayton, he's going to get a couple, but not much. That defense is tough in the interior from Moravia. Okay, 3rd and 8 now for Wayne from their 17. And it'll be a Middlebrook Amoco timeout for the Falcons. We've got some scores. Sheraton leading Saydell 12-0 in the first. Davis County and CMB Baxter are tied at 6. Centerville and PCM scoreless in the first. Pella 28, Oski 0. Melcher Dallas now 38-6. English Valley's 25, Tri-County 0. And we'll get you some more during our Hy-Vee halftime, brought to you by the Cordon Hy-Vee. Chambers Auction and Appraisal has a big auction coming up this Sunday, the 14th, at the Wayne County Fairgrounds, beginning at 12 noon. Selling items from Eula Henderson along with Gene Edmondson. Go to the website chambersauction.com to view these great items. And remember, the building at the fairgrounds has been completely finished on the inside and is now heated and air-conditioned as the weather changes. Makes it really nice inside. Come check it out. From the pistol, more. Flag comes down. And we're going to back Wayne up 5. So from the Wayne 12-ish, Moore looking to throw. Throws it to the right. It's picked off by number 35, Gunner Miller, headed back toward the Falcon end zone. Knocked out of bounds. Inside the 5, touchdown-saving tackle by Carson Keeper. First interception of the year for Moore. But it'll be first down and goal to go from Moravia. He picked that around the 25 and got it down inside the 3. First and goal, Moravia at the Falcon 3. Wayne leading 20-6 here in the second quarter. Cochran pitches it back. Running left is number 9, heading toward the end zone. Brought down. Oh, that was a touchdown and PAT attempt. They did give him a touchdown. So it was a pick six for... It was a pick six for Gunner Miller. So touchdown with 5:38 to go in the second quarter has brought Moravia to within 20-12. VAT attempt was a rush, no good. 20-12 Wayne, 5:38 to go, second quarter. Falcon offense coming, or return team coming back out on the field in a tougher fight than they were hoping for here tonight. Dakota Lovett on the kick return team. Blade Baker, Kyle Andrews, Keaton Nickel. Downard and Wilson in the middle, and keepers deep at the 10. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Skyler Smith from his own 30. Little dribble kick last time. You got to think they're going to try it again. They're not going to kick to Clayton Kiefer. They're saying somebody else might beat us, but you're not going to. Fielded in the air by Wilson at the 21, heading up the right side, inside the 30, or outside, across the 35. So, 17-yard pickup. Wayne will have it at their own 30. 7, leading 20-12, 5.5 to go until half. Tight formation, Clayton behind Moore. Clayton gets the handoff, coming out to the left now. He gets the stiff arm, frees himself at the 35-30, and spun around, tackled out of bounds by Gunnar Miller inside the Mohawk 30. So, I guess that was from the 32, giving 18, 19, 20 yards. From the 28 of Moravia, nothing doing there. Kiefer's going to lose a couple back to the 30. So a Farm Bureau first down run on first down, and now lost a couple on this first down play, and the Falcons have it second and 12 at the Mohawk 30, Wayne ahead 20-12. Keepers in the eye, takes the handoff to both of them, throws it to Carson, going to the right side, and he's going to be out near a Farm Bureau first down inside the 20. It'll be short of a first down, but inside the 20, give him 11, and it'll be third down and short for the Falcons from the Mohawk 19, Wayne leading 20-12. Hand off Clayton. He has first down, fights inside the 15. He's down to the 12, so 7. And that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons and for Clayton Kiefer. Nickel to the left. Down at the tight end on the right side. Hand off the other way to Carson Kiefer. Now cuts it back up the middle into the end zone. Going, going, gone. Carson Kiefer from 12 yards out. Extends the Falcon lead. .358 to go until half. And we will see if our special halftime guests can make their way. BAT attempt is good. Clayton Kiefer to the left side. And Wayne now with the BAT by Kiefer. .28-12 in favor of your Wayne Falcons over the Moravia Mohawks here at Epperly Field. .28-12, Wayne leading Moravia, and we're trying to set things up here for our IV halftime guest, and our Shearer's Manufacturing player of the first half is starting to take shape, and I think that right now there are about three or four leading contenders. One of them just scored, and his brother got the two-point conversion. But a fine first half by quarterback Trent Moore, other than the pick six. And Trevor Wilson with a good first half as well. Downard with the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Bounces inside the 20, fielded at the 16. And brought down hard is number 25, Johnson, for the Mohawks. And he's at the 28. Blade Baker, Clayton Kiefer in on the tackle. They're from their own 28. Ravy will start. Wayne leading 28-12 with under four to go in the second quarter on a cool but so far dry night at Epperly Field. Miller in motion gets the handoff going left. He's in positive yardage out near the 35. Pushed out of bounds. I think Baker was over there. Keaton Nickel in on that one as well. Gunner Miller out to the 35. 7 yard pickup, or 5 yard pickup from the 29. Yeah, give him six. From their own 35, Moravia trailing Wayne 28-12, 7 on the play clock. And the same play, and wow, Kyle Andrews cost Hy-Vee some money, I think, on that one, maybe. Kate Van Dyne in on that. Loss of two. And it's third down for Moravia. Wayne leading 28-12. 2.5 to go until half. Falcon defense trying to get a pass rush. And Wilson comes back, picks it up, still on his feet. He's at the 25 now, coming up the near sideline. To midfield and into Moravia territory, Trevor Wilson. Played that one like a fiddle, underthrown, and Wilson came back. It's 17-yard pickup. And from the Moravia 38. Carson behind Moore, gets the handoff, coming up across the 35 into the about the 34. Second down now for Wayne. 6 to go. 2 minute warning here in the first half. Falcons lead 28-12. Ridge Downard splits out wide left. Keaton Nickel to the right. Moore dropping straight back. Looking to throw. Looking to Downard. Overthrows him. Ball falls around the 5 yard line. Downard was cutting it in toward the post. Ball went out to the corner. Unfortunate on that one. Downard was, he got behind his defender, but. Third down for Wayne. Keaton Nickel to the near side. Moore with keepers behind him. Hands off to Clayton. Trying to get outside. He has room inside the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Going, going, gone. 34-yard touchdown run, Clayton Kiefer. .131 to go. And your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt is coming. I think he heard me talking about Carson and Trevor and Trent. And Clayton wants a piece of this Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half action. Moore throwing it over the middle, intended for Downard, incomplete. PAT attempt fails. .34-12, Wayne. So 34-12, second quarter here for the Falcons. a much longer second quarter than they're used to playing. They have, in one of their two games, already been in continuous clock mode by that point. But Wayne, with a 22-point lead, with 1:31 to go until half. Ready for the Chambers of Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Copy Plus U.S. Cellular reminds you that getting connected has never been easier. Get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more, save more with a connected device from U.S. Cellular, starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Shared Connect plan required. New two-year agreement, $40 activation fee. And additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in, see Trinity and Shelby at the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular store located on the square in Corydon. Dribbler by Downard, fielded at the 30 by Moravia. No return. And Falcon defense heads out on the field with a minute and a half to go. 91 seconds remain in the first half. Of the first half, seeing Wayne score 34 points. But Moravia put 12 on the board themselves. By a pass and pick six. So the Falcon defense is hoping now in the last minute and a half to finish out their 10th straight quarter without giving up a rushing touchdown. Oh, Van Dyne going in. Picked off by Clayton at the 38. Coming, he's got some blockers. He don't need them. He's going. He's going. He's gone. 38-yard touchdown, pick six. Great Western Bank, great play right there by Clayton Kiefer. 38-yard pick six, second of the year, and the Falcons are jumping on Moravia now. Second interception denied by the Falcons. Trevor Wilson had the first. Wayne lining up, Downard to the left, Nickel to the right, and oh, more under heavy pressure. Gets it away over the head of a Falcon on their back. Now getting up is Nickel. Heavy pressure by the Moravia defense. And U.S. Cellular copy plus PAT attempt is incomplete, no good. Wayne ahead 40-12 with 1:18 to go now. That's the way to turn a game that's close into a 28-point lead. James Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Downard has the ball, puts it on the 30. Roberta Chambers and Dustria Ralph are attorneys in Corydon. Office right there on Highway 2 on the south side of the Corydon Square. They are proud to have the distinction of being charter sponsors of these Falcon football broadcasts on KIICradio.com. Now in our fifth season. Third. It's moving to eight-player ball. Downard approaches, boots it low, bounces, keeps bouncing toward the 20, over toward the sideline, covered up by Moravia inside the 20. Ball will be at the Moravia 19, first down. Wayne ahead in the game, 40-12. 1:11 to go till our high V halftime. And the option play pitches it back. It's number nine close. Nine is Klaus, forgive me. Cochran pitches it to Klaus. gets across the 20 to the 22, gain of 3. From their own 22, Moravia will have it, trailing the Falcons 40 to 12, under a minute to go till halftime. Laybill and Miller come out to the right. Klaus over to the left. Empty backfield. Cochran from the gun. Under some pressure from Van Dyne. He's got him up. He's got him down. That'll cost some groceries. Tate Van Dyne with the sack back to the 9. Attaboy, Tate cost him more. From the 9, Moravia will have it, and they're walking over to their... They're going to let that clock run out. They don't want to see any more Tate Van Dyne in the first half on the defensive line. That'll end it. In the half, anyway. It's 40 to 12, Wayne, at the half. And we will get ready for a special halftime guest as they make their way this direction. Hopefully, they're making their way this direction. Otherwise, I'm just hooking up a microphone for nothing, folks. But we'll get you some stats and get the Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half for you before this Hy-Vee halftime is over. And we do have quite the competition for it. I've been keeping track of Clayton's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 carries by my count. For 3, 9, 26, 37, 42, 64, 74, 76, 74, 94, 101, 135. Wow, that's a lot. It didn't seem like it, but he had I guess a 34-yard touchdown run, a 20-yard run, 22-yard run, 17-yard run. That's quite a bit. So, but we also have, let's see, 12-yard touchdown run by Carson. Ah, ha, ha, not being stood up after all. Woo! Here I was thinking that I had halftime to myself, and I'm going to cue up a mic here. And I like this. Gave our special Hy-Vee halftime guest the little chair, and I'm up in my throne feeling the power we have, and very, very pleased because of all the halftime guests I have every year. You might be my favorite, okay, this week. But Heather Fortune, head coach of the Falcons softball team and a good friend of this program, is here. Welcome. And go ahead and talk into that. I want to see, once again, your Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half for the Falcons, Carson Kiefer. We're hoping to have a visit from Coach Elliott after the game where we will name a Shivers Manufacturing player of the game, Downard. It'll be fielded at the 16 and picked up Johnson, I believe, across the 30. Taken down at the 32. And they'll put in play from the 33. Wayne up 40 to 12. Beautiful night at the Sailing Athletic Complex in Corydon. Epperly Field looks gorgeous. Play clock down to 10 as Moravia finally gets to the line. In motion is Miller, and he'll take, the handoff is faked, and this way is Cochran. Flagged down on the play and hit hard by Carson Kiefer in front of the Falcons sidelines. Trevor Wilson, sorry about that. And the flag is a hold against Moravia. If the flag lies at the 33, right around the line of scrimmage, talking to the Falcon captain, laying out the option. I'm sure we'll back him up on this one. And it'll be marched off from just across the line of scrimmage. So from their 23 now. The first and 20 for Moravia. 11:49 to go in quarter number three. And a flag goes down there. Back Moravia up five more on the motion penalty. That'll put him at the 18. Connor Runyon now playing nose tackle for the Falcons. That'll move Downer to defensive end. Tate Van Dyne on the left defensive end. And the Falcon defensive line has played pretty well tonight. Linebackers giving their usual stellar performance, and Trevor Wilson in the secondary with an interception in the first half. And the fake and the throw by Cochran is another wobbler, and it's caught by Johnson across the 35. To the 37, gain of 19. Second down and six or seven to go for Moravia. In motion, the handoff is to number nine, stacked up by Wilson and Van Dyne. Sam Klaus on the carry. Out to the 39. Third down, Moravia. Wayne up 40-12. Play clock at 15. Moravia just breaks huddle. I like this play clock thing. It's good to have a toy. And Moravia will hand off to Miller, running left and trying to bust it to the sideline. Can't get there. Nickel, Carson Kiefer on the tackle. And they'll move the chains as he gets to the Falcon 35, 36, plus four. First down, Moravia, from the Wayne 36. Moravia moving left to right. That's north to south. And the handoff is faked and brought down is the quarterback Cochran by Van Dyne right around the Falcon 35. Pickup of one. And the Falcon 35 now, under 10 to go in the third quarter. Wayne up 40-12. Much improved Moravia team, and the handoff to Miller running left and cutting it back up the middle, stacked up in the by the Falcon linebackers, flagged down late. Pretty good gain to inside the 25, and face mask is the call. Wow. Back on some more. The big kind of face mask also. First down just outside the 10. So from the Falcon 11, Moravia has it. First down, 9:36 to go till the end of the third quarter. And the handoff from Jones in the Wildcat, or Jones, I'm sorry, Johnson. Inside the 10 to the 9. Second down, 8 to go from the 9. 9, 10 to go. Quarter number 3, Wayne leading 40 to 12. See if we can fire up the old Thunderbolt. Cochran back in, hands it off to Klaus, and Klaus will come right, cuts it at the numbers, back upfield, and is inside the 5. Carson and Trevor in on that tackle. So from the Falcon 3, it'll be 3rd and 2. Let's see, we got Runyon still at the nose guard. Van Dyne standing on his defensive inside, and the handoff from the Wildcat up the middle into the end zone is Johnson. 3-yard touchdown run by Johnson at 8:07. Of quarter number 3 is Moravia, 6 points. They're up to 18 now, 40 to 18. Alvia leading Pella Christian, 33-20. Sheraton 39, Saydell 12. Eddyville leading West Marshall, 24-12. BCM over Centerville. And the handoff trying to get outside Miller. Miller will be run down. No, he won't, by Downer. Now he's coming back all the way across the field, and he's going to make it. Wow, they had him on the east sideline. Downer had him wrapped up, slid out somehow, and Miller swung all the way around, scored in the west side of the end zone. Oh, so 40 for the Falcons, 20 for the Mohawks. 8:07 to go. Quarter number 3. Fourth quarter score, Melcher Dallas 54, Twin Cedars 12. Mormon Trail 44, Seymour 0. I think that's gone even bigger than that now. So we are looking at a Melcher and Mormon Trail, certainly lighting it up. Lamoni, I believe, is playing Harmony tonight, and that might not be much of a contest. So there will be 4 teams up at the top. We got a Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff return coming up. Love it. Baker, Andrews, Nickel, front 4. Downard, Wilson in the middle, keepers in the back. And little dribbler doesn't go 10 yards. Falcons fall on it inside the 40. Take the penalty. From the 38. All right, Keaton Nickel falls on that, no gain. The hands team got it. It was 2 yards short of the required 10, but since Wayne fielded it, here comes Moore. Hands it off to Clayton, up the middle, inside the 35, goes Clayton Kiefer. Three yards for Clayton, 35-yard line. And the handoff is to Carson this time. Go to the right side. He's got some room. He's across first down yardage inside the 25. Arm your first down. Carson Kiefer. To the 22, 13-yard pickup for Carson. That's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. That play has worked all night. Moravia selling out, trying to stop Clayton Kiefer. And Brother Carson's having a pretty good night himself. Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half. Pitches back to Clayton. He's got a couple blockers trying to read it. Gets inside the 20. Down, pulled down by Miller, about the 18. So, four for Clayton. Falcons have the ball inside the Rodzado red zone, leading 40-20 over Moravia. 6:42 to go till half, 10 seconds on the play clock. Moore with the snap. Quick throw out to the right. Shea Holman has it at the 20. Inside the 15. Driven out of bounds hard. Near the sticks. He's going to be a couple short at the at the 13. So five on the reception by Shea Holman. Here come the Falcons with 10 on the play clock. Moore has him at the line. They're in position. Clayton with the run up the middle. He's got the yard. He's down close to the 11. So from the 11, the Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Wick comes out, and in with the play is Nickel. Double tight formation with Carson split out to the left, and with 10 on the play clock, it's the officials stopping the action. Now we're ready to go. Wayne lines up. Carson in motion. Pitches back to Clayton. Carson in front of him. Trying to get to the outside. He does and gets inside the 10 before going out of bounds. Clayton Kiefer. He's inside the 7. So we'll call it the 7. Wayne comes up. Moore under center. Nickel out to the left. Hands off. Clayton, and not much there. Gunnar Miller gets a little help from number 32, Trevor Cormany. Gets it to the 6. Third down for Wayne, leading 40-25, 13 to go. Quarter number 3 here at Epperly Field in Corydon at the Sailing Athletic Complex. The brand spanking new one. Oh, play fake. Rolling to the right is Moore. Throwing it toward the end zone. Tipped in. Incomplete. That was third down. This will be fourth. Under 5 to go, 4:57 left in the third quarter. Wayne up 40-20. Moore bringing the play in from the sidelines. Let's see what Coach Elliott has here. Long 4 yards left for the Falcon Farm Bureau first down. Hands off to Carson. He's driving it spinning and going to be close. But it is short of a first down at the 3. So it's a turnover on downs for the Falcons. And from their own three, Moravia has the ball. Let's see that Falcon defense penetrate the line once again, get a sack in the end zone. Back in motion and flag down. I think there was motion on the line. Illegal shift by Moravia. That'll cost him a yard and a half. So from the two-ish, Moravia has it now. First and more than 10. 4:33 to go in the third. Wayne up 40-20. Flags down stopping this one. That might go against Wayne. It will. Doesn't seem right that they get five and we only get a yard and a half out of offsetting penalties. But the way the game's played, it's, again, 4:33 to go in the third. First and about seven. Cochran throwing it long. Waybill's got in front of or behind Nickel, and he's got it complete at the 30 and brought down at the 36. So from the 7 to the 36, up 29 on that one. First down for Moravia at their own 36, trailing Wayne 40-20. Now from the gun, and Klaus gets the handoff in the end around. He was in motion. Van Dyne does his spin. Takes him down with him near midfield. And they'll mark it at the Falcon 38. So from Wayne's 38 at the 4-minute mark of the third quarter, Wayne up 20, but Moravia on the march. Second down and manageable. Klaus to the left, Miller to the right. Klaus now in motion and takes the handoff, hands it off to Miller going the other way, left. Well-designed play, but well-read by Clayton Kiefer. Tackle after a short gain. Give him one to the 37. So from the Falcon 37, the third down now and about four for the Mohawks in Falcon territory. Klaus and Cochran up the middle now trying to get outside. Wilson brings him down. I think he's going to have enough for the first down inside the 30. That's at the 27. Plus 10 for... So they're moving the ball on the Falcons, and with the exception of the long pass play, they've moved it effectively on the ground. Something most teams have not done. Both teams with three timeouts left here in the second half. Nice to see that on the scoreboard. And hand off to Miller, running left, looking for a hole. And, he delivers a blow, and the flag comes down. Clayton and Carson at the bottom of that pile, Carson. Moravia clapping their hands, and a face mask call will go against the Falcons. That's penalty number 207 against the Falcons this game. And that's the big variety, apparently. They just keep marching. So the ball sits at the 13-ish. Cochran from the gun. Klaus. Cochran looking to throw. Under some pressure from Downard. Under some pressure from Van Dyne. Gets by both them. Diving toward the corner of the end zone. Gets the pylon touchdown. Briar Cochran. 2:30 to go. Diving for that orange pylon and flag down. Gunnar Miller clapping. And it'll be a conference of the officials. There's 2:30 to go in the third quarter. And it's 40-20. And the call is I'm not sure. We're looking in a little handy dandy. Flapping his wings was what it not sure what the call was, but it's against Wayne, and I think it's going to be assessed on the kickoff. PAT attempt for Moravia. The handoff goes left, and he will be driven out of bounds. No good on the PAT. So that makes it Wayne 40, Moravia 26. 2:30 to go, quarter number three. 40-26. Still trying to decipher. What the penalty was. I got two pages worth of official signals here, and I don't see it on either page. So, in any event, it is 40-26. We do have Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up from the Falcon 35. Look for an onside kick, boys. Look for an onside kick. Moravia from the 35, trailing 40-26. Baker and Wick in the middle for the Falcons. I think they are ready. Doesn't go 10, but the Falcons fall on it. Jesse Wick with the recovery. And Wayne starts from their own 23. .229 to go in the third. Quick pass to Keaton Nickel to the left side and gets it out across the 30. I guess to the 29. Must have started on the 25 because he's got 6 yards left to go, and that was a 4 yard pickup. Or that was a 4 yard pickup, and it's on the 29. Okay, Moore with the keepers behind him. pitches it back to Clayton, trying to get right. Now cutting back, it bounces off a guy. He is going at midfield. He is going at the 30, going at the 20. Do I hear 10, 5, touchdown, Clayton Kiefer. Clayton Kiefer on the 51-yard touchdown. .141 to go in the third quarter. Kiefer puts the Falcons back up by 20, pending the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Two Falcons each direction, Moore back in the gun, now comes under center, takes a quick snap, looking to the right, drops the ball, and just falls on an incomplete. Oh, a late hit! Number 69 comes in late. Quentin Castile. Lane 46, Moravia 26, 1:41 to go in the third. Kiefer getting some yardage here. .51 touchdown scamper. He's going to end up with over 200 yards, I think. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. 872-2725. John, thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football with us from the beginning, now in our fifth season. Shivers reminds you, take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Shivers Manufacturing. James Ruff Law Firm kickoff coming up for the Falcons. Downer tees it up. 1:41 to go in the third. Lane up 46-26. He approaches. He boots it end over end, fielded at the 15 by Johnson. Now coming up midfield, near midfield, across the 35, up to the 38. Before being brought down by Keaton Nickel. Oh, we have a very unfortunate situation here. Galen Daniels being called to the Falcons sideline. And Nick Matley's uniform is not on his body. I think he did injure a shoulder earlier. In motion is Klaus, bobbled snap. Johnson picks it up in the Wildcat. Tate Van Dyne spins him around, can't bring him down. Still in the backfield, Carson Kiefer. Clayton Kiefer. Blade Baker in on that one. Tate slowed him up. Speak softly and carry a Carson Kiefer on that one. Back to the Mohawk 39. Ball is incomplete on a pass to the near sideline, intended for number 8, Jacob Martin. Oh, wait. Now it's ruled a catch. I thought he was calling incomplete. His hands were higher than I thought, I guess. It's a completion to Martin on the near side and into Falcon territory. So from the 20, 21-yard pickup, and first down for Moravia, and the handoff is coming this way. It's number 23, Chase Snyder. Chase Snyder, the ball carrier for the Mohawks. Van Dine on the tackle. Under a minute to go, 38 seconds left in third quarter. And it's at the Falcon 15, gain of 5. Cochran with Klaus out to his left, Miller to his right, in motion, handoff Miller, Cochran bouncing off, diving into the end zone. Good fake on down Briar Cochran and got through a couple of Falcons. Briar Cochran with a 15-yard touchdown run. Moravia on the board with 30 seconds left in quarter number 3. Your PAT attempt. Copy plus U.S. Cellular. Here comes Moravia. 46-32. Ball's on the turf. Picking it up and driving forward. He might be in the end zone. Nope. Just short. PAT, no good. 46-32. Wayne leads. 30 seconds left in quarter number 3. Here at Epperly Field in what has by far been the toughest challenge of the season so far for the Falcons. I guess this countertop's not as big as we thought over here. Avery having a little trouble keeping it on top of the table. Falcons have been on top throughout this game, but this is far from a blowout. It's 46-32 right now, Wayne. Moravia hanging tough. Wayne giving him lots of extra help with penalties. They're going to have to clean that up quick, fast, and in a hurry next week at Mormon Trail. Expect another short kick on this one. They have, no one has kicked it to Clayton Kiefer all season. Clayton standing at it at the 15, and they do kick deep, and Clayton will field it at the 12 and come to the near side. He's got a gap, and now he's gone at the midfield, 40, 30. He might get caught. He will not. That is why you don't kick to Clayton Kiefer. Fielded at the 15, or at the 12. I'm going to give him the 12. Call it a 68-yard touchdown kick return by Clayton Kiefer. They got it to 46-32, and I don't know if they got a big head or just what they were thinking, but they you just don't kick off to Clayton Kiefer. Why give him the chance to do what he just did with 15 seconds now on third quarter clock? And Wayne, trying your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt more, dropping straight back. Now he's going to run it up the middle into the end zone. Trent Moore wisely tucked that in. It was a pass play intended, but he defender came in. He just threw him aside with his left arm and ran it on in. Giving Wayne now a 54-32 lead. With 15 seconds left in the third quarter and your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Clayton Kiefer with a pick six and a kick return for a touchdown tonight. Hoping to put in a good enough second half to get the Shearer's Manufacturing Player of the Game. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Martin and Klaus. Back deep from Moravia. Downard to kick. Boots it along the ground in gets it to about the 27 and brought down there is Skylar Smith. Gets it out to around the 30, maybe a 3-yard pickup. From their own 30, 12 seconds to go in quarter number 3, Moravia will put it in play. Trailing lane, 54-32. Already too many Falcons in street clothes on the sidelines, and I'm afraid Nick Matley will join them. Bad snap, but a handoff to Miller running left. And gets, he's going to have first down all by himself before being brought down by Carson and Keaton Nickel across midfield. Gets to the Falcon 38, so 12-yard pickup. First down from Moravia. That'll do it. Into your third quarter with the third quarter score. Wayne, 54. Moravia, 32. The end of the third quarter. Moravia, Mohawk, 32. So, Wayne, up 54-32 at the end of the third quarter. Attorneys Roberta Chambers and Destria Ralph are proud to be charter sponsors of Falcon football. Stop in Copy Plus and see Trinity and Shelby at the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular store located on the square in Corydon. They can help get you connected. Never been easier. Get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more, save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. Shared Connect plans required. A new 2-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See the store for details. Ramey has the ball at the Falcon 38. We're about set to begin the fourth quarter. Wayne leads 54-32. Moravia now putting it in play from the 40 or the 38 of the Falcons, and number 9 with it running to the far side is Klaus inside the 35. Falcons up 54-32, 11 and a half to go in quarter number 4. 8 on the play clock as Moravia gets to the line. Cochran takes the snap. Oh, and he's hit hard, doesn't have the ball. I think it came loose, but the Mohawks got on it. It'll be a loss on the play. Big hit by, I think, Kyle Andrews on Cochran. Eager to hand out sacks here for Gershey. It's at midfield, loss of 2, or loss of 5. From midfield now, third and long for Moravia, trailing lane 54-32. Klaus in motion. And Cochran throwing that direction, tipped by Van Dyne, incomplete. Fourth and long, Moravia. Good play by Tate Van Dyne and Great Western Bank. Great play, let's say. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Hunt formation for Moravia. Clayton dropping down with a bad snap. It's on the ground, and Downard falls on it. It's a big loss, no punt. And Lane will take over deep in Moravia territory thanks to a bad snap and aggressive charging in by Ridge Downard. Turnover on down. Falcons take over at the 23. Hand off. Carson up the middle. Flag down. Carson down, but he's inside the 10, or right around the 10. Penalty will come against the Falcons. Flag down somewhere around the 16, 17-yard line. So backing things up so Carson can get a longer touchdown run on this play. From the 25-ish. Four to Nickel, incomplete. Ten 18 to go in the game. Wayne has it second and long. From their own 25. Moore with Carson behind him. Couple of receivers split out left. Moore rolling right, throwing right toward Downard. Complete at the 5. Going, gone. 25-yard touchdown pass. Trent Mortaridge, Downard. Great Western Bank, great play right there, and the Falcons have hit 60 for the first time at Epperly Field. Copy plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt coming. Holman and Wick out to the right, and it's Moore straight under center, diving in, complete. Two-point conversion is good for the Falcons, and they now lead 62-32. Keep scoring, Moravia. Let's get this going. We don't want a continuous clock. We want to see how many we can get. So offensively, a mostly good night for the Falcons. Not good as Nick Netley has his pads off on the sideline. I'm afraid he might be looking at an injured shoulder. Check the old Thunderbolt app as we await the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff for all your auto repair needs, including general repair. Brakes and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon, 872-2338. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you new tires. If you want them mounted and balanced for you, Rod can do that too. Or you can fix a flat. Whatever you need, call Rod's Auto, 610 West Maple in Corydon, 872-2338. Fielded inside the 10 and hit hard. Blade Baker levels Johnson. .10 to go. Quarter number four, 62-32 Wayne. Albia leading Pella Christian by 3 touchdowns. Sheraton leading comfortably. Hey, they got 62-32 on the Thunderbolt app. This is up to date. Handoff is faked, and now coming around this way is Miller with it. Flag down again. Another flag. Falcons are killing themselves with penalties. I think that's probably going to be another face mask. The ball is at the 30. Oh, it is. It's against holding against Moravia at the welcome site. Drive started at their own 25. And ball's being marched back now to the 18. Melcher Dallas 54, Twin Cedars 12. That one is gone final. Mormon Trail 44, Seymour 0. That's an old score. In motion is Klaus. Cochran throwing across his direction and grabbed. Once you get in the paws of Carson Kiefer, you don't get out. So Cochran to Klaus is complete, but nothing gained there. No gain. So it's still second and long, 17 or 18, and that's a Middlebrook Amco timeout. The Naughty Rock Motel, we take pride in keeping our rooms clean and comfortable, giving you the best service. We have free Wi-Fi, flat screen TVs, and refrigerators in each room. Our rooms start out at $48 a night and up. Give us a call, 872-2533, that's 641-872-2533, or go to our website, www.naughtyrockmotel.com, and book your room. Oh, gotta love fun at the old ballpark. Falcons leading 62-32 over Moravia. Cheerleaders have the fans rocking. The metal bleachers are kind of loud for no more. It's a smaller crowd than 2 weeks ago when we had a big one, but it's an average size crowd for a cold, wet air night. It hasn't rained. Field is very wet from recent rains. Okay, Falcons trying to make sure everybody's covered up. Baker and Nickel pointing and talking to each other. Fakes the handoff. Cochran rolling to the right, throwing it long toward Wayville. Wilson, the closest person to the ball in midfield, incomplete. Wayville went way too far on that one, and the underthrown pass is incomplete. Third and Friday from the 18 from Moravia. 9:29 to go in the game, weighing up by 30 points, 62-32. Shotgun, Cochran, now having to roll to the left, throwing it, underthrows, incomplete, Baker in the area, Andrews and Clayton Kiefer in the area, but trying to get it to Klaus, incomplete, 9:23 now, and it's fourth and long. Moravia, in trying to do too much, has really hurt themselves. Now they're looking to punt. Clayton Kiefer standing on his own 30. 9:23 to go. Play clock down to 10. High snap into the end zone, and he better just boot that through. Safety for the Falcon defense. Safety counts as a sack. Thank you, Hy-Vee. Gordon Hy-Vee, putting out the groceries tonight. Sign the checks, boys. The money's pouring in. Put it on Hy-Vee's tab right there. A safety for the Falcons gives them a 64-32 lead. 9:21 to go. Moravia will free kick to the Falcons. Wayne's heading the wrong direction. Now heading down the right direction. Okay, we got Nickel, Baker, Lovett, and Wick up front for the Falcons, the hands team. And you got Wilson and Downard standing around midfield. And the keepers continue to advance up near the Falcon 30 now. The kick will come from the 15 of Moravia. So if they try the little punch kick, we're going to get the ball in great field position. If they kick it deep, we might score. Tough position to be in for Skyler Smith. And he pooches it, and it falls down around midfield. The Falcons fall on it. Baker and Downard. Blade has the ball at the 39. At the Moravia's 39-yard line, Wayne leading 64-32, 9:20 to go in the game. Falcon football. Touchdown here would put it into continuous clock. Pitches it back. Big T. Van Dyne, fullback. He's going to go down behind midfield. Loss of a yard, of a few yards on the play. He wanted it. He got it, but he lost three on the play. So from their own 38 now, it'll be second down, Wayne. Carson and Tate behind Trent. To Tate again. He's across midfield, up the middle, running over, and out near first down yardage, Tate Van Dyne. Stepping on people, rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling. It's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Tate Van Dyne. To the 24. And Wilson on the off the right tackle. And it looks like Clayton's night as a running back is done. He's standing on the Falcon sideline. So from the 19 now. Tate running left and gets around the end, driving up. He can't be tackled. He's inside the 10. It'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Tater tot casserole on that one.
The first to go for the Falcons.
Ball at the 3, 16-yard pickup there. And it's a Farm Bureau first down for Wayne. Moore under center. Gives it to the big guy trying to right and brought down by Miller in the backfield. Second and goal, loss on the play. 6:50 and counting to go. Carson will come out. They're back around the 5 now. Tate up the middle, now trying to spin it back to the right side, not wanting to go down. Ball does come out. Wilson finishes the run. So the ball popped out, but quickly picked up by Trevor Wilson and continued to advance to the 3. They call that the 4. Gain of a yard. Tate up the middle. Short of the goal line. It'll be 4th down. At the 1. 4th and goal for the Falcons at the 1. Blade Baker comes in. Moore takes the snap, gives it to Tate, diving, crawling, ball, I think, came loose. The officials have not signaled a touchdown. They're trying to, it was 4th down, so it'd be Moravia's ball if Lane did not score or if there's not a penalty on Lane. Turnover on downs for the Falcons at 5:08 left. From their own 1, Moravia. And to the right side is Klaus and gets out to the 5, still driving across the 10. Out of bounds, stopping the clock with 4:59. First down for Moravia at the Falcon 13-ish. Or at the, the Moravia 13. That would have been a nice run. Play clock to 6. Hand off, and ball comes loose on the turf. Moravia falls on it. Clayton is back out there on defense. Closest to the play. Ball is at the, I think it's inside the 10. Second and about 13. And coming this way is nothing doing. Kyle Andrews. Great Western Bank, great play, costing Hy-Vee a Hy-Vee sack again. Now the ball is deep. It's at the 4. Third and a bunch from Moravia. The Falcon defense given nothing here in the 4th quarter, and there will be a timeout. Middlebrook Amico timeout called by the Falcons. Leading this game 64-32. Falcons in the 4th with 3:43 to go. Moravia's ball on their own 4. third down and, I don't know, 19, 20 yards to go. If a home is the biggest single investment you'll ever make, you want to trust people helping you. You want to be able to trust them. Go to a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are certainly helping people, helping make life great for lots of people in the Corydon area. You can be one of them. Great Western Bank and Corydon charter sponsors of Falcon football, as is the Corydon Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out the weekly specials with fresh meat, veggies, and produce for you and the family. Long play coming up. Pass is complete to the right side. Miller gets past the original line of scrimmage. They got half of it back. So out. Out to the 15. Fourth down from Ravia with 3 minutes to go in the game. Fourth and 8 or 9 from Ravia. Lane not going for any attempt at a punt here. Nobody back deep for Lane. Now Clayton retreating somewhat to the 30, 35. Slowing his pace as he gets to midfield. Penalty flag comes down. And that'll back Moravia up 5. That'll take him back to around the 10. 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter with Wayne up 64-32 over Moravia. Will they punt or will they not? Clayton at midfield. Johnson, deep for Moravia. Good snap. Gets the punt off. It's going to be fielded by... Oh, it hits the Moravia player on the helmet. Near midfield, it's Waybill on the helmet. Takes a huge Moravia bounce inside the Falcon 30. At the 40... It got inside the 30 to about the 28, but it was right off of Waybill's melon and just bounced forward another 15 yards. Falcons will get it at their own 38. And Moore brings a play in from the sidelines, leading 64-32 with 2 minutes and 3 seconds left in this game. Here at Epperly Field, Wayne looking to go 1-0 in the district, 2-0 at home. And off first back through is Cushion, and right up the gut, he's going, gone. Carson Kiefer falls down awkwardly at the end of that play. That just did not look good. Coming in for the Falcons is Ryan McConaughey. I think Carson Kiefer self-tackled so that a teammate could run it in. I think they're wanting to get Tate Van Dyne the ball. And he is in the end zone from the one. So... Carson Kiefer, 41-yard run to the one, self-tackles there. And Tate Van Dyne owes his buddy Carson Kiefer a touchdown there at 1:34 to go in the game. Copy plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Trevor Wilson is in for the two. Wayne now 72, Moravia 32. And that'll be continuous clock with 1:34 to go. So the last 94 seconds will tick by quickly. Middlebrook Amoco has been proudly serving the Cordon area for five generations. Stop by, see them on the southeast corner of the Cordon Square, or give them a call, 872-2118, for all your tire and automotive needs. James Ruff Law Firm kickoff coming up. Stop by Arden Lumber Company for all your construction service and supplies. From small hand tools to lumber, they got what you need for your next project. Stop in today, 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, 873-4124. Chambers Auction and Appraisal reminds you true price discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer with People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com. or peoplescompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell a farm or other real estate. Bounces, fielded around the 10, right up the gut. Number 8, brought down. Trying to get the Falcon. Carson, I think, was in on that one. So from their 24, Moravia, Cochran, looking to throw, throwing it. It's complete to Wabo at the 36. Fighting Falcons trying to strip the ball, won't get it out. Inside the Falcon 35 to about the 32 is Wabo. Twenty-four-yard pickup for Moravia, first down. And Moravia must have called timeout at the Middlebrook Amoco timeout. Ball on the Falcon 32. Don't forget, with U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. Shared Connect plan required. New two-year agreement. $40 activation fee and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in, see Trinity and Shelby at the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular store located on the square in Corden. Moravia ball, continuous clock, 34 seconds. They'll wind it. From the gun, Cochran, under pressure from Downard, gets away, still being chased by Ridge, throwing it up in the air, deep. Clayton has it. No signal yet, but Clayton Kiefer has the ball. Second interception of the night for Clayton Kiefer. From the Falcon 10, that will do it. 10 seconds and counting. No need to run a play. Play clock's at 13. Falcons will win this one going away 72. 32 is your final score. Falcons 72, Mohawks 32. It's final. And Epperly Field has seen two ball games this season, both of them won by the Falcons. Now 1-0 in the district and in a four-way tie for first. with Melcher Dallas, Mormon Trail, and we believe probably Lamoni, although we don't have confirmation of that one.